This article is provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Part 2. HGH. HGH. Performance Enhancer or Healer? Frequently asked questions about HGH. What is human growth hormone? HGH is a highly potent anabolic hormone that is produced by the human endocrine system. Human growth hormone is secreted by the pituitary gland near the base of the brain. HGH produces a number of effects on the human body. HGH stimulates muscle growth, providing energy and nutrients to muscle tissue which help them to grow stronger. How does HGH break down fat? One of the reasons that HGH is so beneficial to muscle health is because of the manner in which the hormone affects adipose body fat. Adipose body fat is fatty tissue primarily located on the hips, thighs, and waist, which hold excess fat gathered up by the body. HGH increases fat metabolism, breaking down this adipose tissue and turning it into energy that the muscles can use to sustain themselves under duress and develop as a result of physical exertion. How does HGH strengthen the bones? Human growth hormone has also been proven to greatly affect bone health as well. When used appropriately, it can help ward off osteoporosis, greatly slowing the bone degeneration that naturally occurs with age. In addition to this, human growth hormone has been proven to stimulate cartilage growth of the bones as well, greatly improving joint health in many cases. HGH in neurology. The latest human growth hormone research shows that HGH and its derivative IGF-1 play a significant role in neurological development, and may one day be a valuable treatment which can be used to alleviate or even cure the symptoms of Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS. There is also evidence that human growth hormone produces positive effects upon the brain which can soften the effects of anxiety and depression. Human growth hormone and immune health. HGH also apparently bolsters the immune system as well, reducing the risk and severity of many illnesses. When is HGH produced at its peak? HGH is produced at its highest level during the age of puberty. Human growth hormone causes the growth spurt that coincides with this developmental period. Human growth hormones then decrease to levels associated with healthy adulthood. During this period, endogenous HGH production helps sustain the body while preserving youthfulness and vitality. When does endogenous HGH production decline? Around the age of 30, human growth hormone levels start to decline. This decline is slow and steady and occurs over the course of the following decades. Its effects become more and more apparent over time. Some individuals experience the symptoms of human growth hormone deficiency much earlier than others. When HGH deficiency reaches a certain level, it begins to become symptomatic, and the aging process becomes accelerated as a result. What is the history of HGH? HGH was first proven to exist in the 1920s. A few decades later, human growth hormone was officially isolated in 1956, although its biological structure was indecipherable at this time. In 1958, clinical researchers injected a child who suffered from a growth disorder with isolated biological human growth hormone. After he was injected with human growth hormone, he began to grow as a result. Soon after, HGH was used as a medical treatment in order to treat HGH deficiency and idiopathic short stature. The molecular structure of HGH was uncovered in 1972. How is HGH synthesized? Before bioidentical human growth hormone was synthesized and became medically available, the only way to obtain human growth hormone was from the pituitary glands of human cadavers. The glands were surgically removed from the bodies and processed in a laboratory until they were converted into a pure form that could be delivered via injection. For this reason, HGH was originally very expensive to obtain and rarely used unless absolutely needed. Today, after the invention and proliferation of new medical techniques, bioidentical HGH can now be manufactured in unlimited amounts by scientific labs. Now the primary reason for the costs of injections is a mixture of supply and demand and minimal manufacture costs. As HGH became more and more often used for purposes of performance enhancement, it was eventually banned by the Medical Commission of the International Olympic Committee in 1989. Why do athletes use HGH? To boost the size of their muscles. Human growth hormone helps the muscles in two primary ways. First, human growth hormone has been proven to increase the size of the muscles themselves. There is little evidence that human growth hormone has the direct ability to increase the strength of muscles. This is one reason why testosterone injections, patches, and creams are often used in a combination therapy. Human growth hormone does encourage muscle strength in the following ways. One way is by increasing the metabolism rate so that the body has more energy to engage in physical exercise. The second reason is due to the rehabilitative nature of the hormone treatment. HGH has been shown to help muscles recover from physical exertion at an enhanced rate. This allows athletes to work out more often and engage in more intensive training. This also helps athletes in sports like baseball and hockey to make it through the hectic schedule of the season. To increase metabolism, human growth hormone promotes a healthier body mass index. In the off-season, human growth hormone can help patients maintain their body weight during periods in which they are not working out as frequently while they are still maintaining muscle mass developed during the season. HGH causes the body to burn fat faster and keeps athletes more cut and muscular in appearance. To speed up healing. For players like Al Jabbar, human growth hormone appears to be an effective treatment for resolving joint issues and disorders. If joint pain issues are preventing a player from achieving his potential on the field, human growth hormone injections can help the player rebuild cartilage and resolve joint pain during the off-season when performance-enhancing testing is at its most lenient. HGH shots can also help athletes recover from a number of other sports injuries as well.
What are the side effects of HGH use? Human growth hormone, when used therapeutically, generally has no side effects other than those associated with injection procedure reactions. Most side effects of human growth hormone use are the result of abuse of the drug for long periods of time in healthy patients. One of the side effects of HGH usage is a medical condition known as acromegaly. This disorder causes the bones of the face, hands, and feet to grow out of proportion to each other and the rest of the body. Individuals afflicted with this disorder have hands which grow larger and cup into a spade shape as they grow beyond their normal size. The face also can contort as a result of acromegaly as well, and the brow and cheekbones grow larger and create significantly altered features over time. HGH abuse can also exacerbate existing cancers. Although there is absolutely no proof that HGH encourages the development of cancer, it can increase the rate at which certain cancers develop and grow. This is because human growth hormone does not differentiate between healthy tissue and cancerous tissue. Individuals who undergo HGH hormone replacement therapy for anti-aging are usually encouraged to undergo a physical and blood testing in order to ensure that the body will benefit from the procedure. With long-term excessive use of human growth hormone, the kidney, liver, and heart can sometimes grow abnormally large as a result. Obviously, this can create significant life-threatening issues. Athletes knowledgeable about HGH. The idea that human growth hormone can be used to encourage physical rehabilitation has turned HGH shots into a niche area of expertise for current and former professional athletes. It is certain that athletes will continue to seek out the illicit hormone, even if they don't intend to use it for performance enhancement. Although the knowledge of these restorative benefits are not yet common knowledge, it is incredibly likely, if not absolutely definite, that human growth hormone will become more and more commonly used by aging baby boomers, who will eventually lobby for the hormone to be approved for expanded use for both patients who suffer from HGH deficiency and those who need help recovering from surgery or relieving chronic joint pain without surgery. The drug is already popular among many older men and women who use it for longevity purposes, and as the drug continues to become cheaper and more benefits are revealed, it will likely become universally popular. What is the future of human growth hormone use for pro athletes? As it becomes clear that HGH has benefits that go far beyond the mere performance enhancement, how do professional athletes prevent the use of HGH for performance enhancement, while at the same time allowing its use for legitimate medical treatment for many common medical issues? Although HGH can be used to great benefit for serious patients, it also breaks down the integrity of the sport when it's abused. In addition to this, it is important for both Athletic Players Association and league commissions to ensure that players do not injure their health in order to gain that competitive advantage.
Although there have not been studies that prove HGH injections cause performance enhancement, it is clear by looking at the recent history of sport that HGH shots certainly affect the performance of its users. Would Lance Armstrong have achieved what he did without performance-enhancing HGH? Would Marion Jones have broken world records? Likely not. Human growth hormone has not been tested sufficiently among young and healthy patients. HGH has been primarily tested as a treatment option for patients who display symptoms of deficiency, so the body of scientific knowledge in respect to athletes is very limited. The anecdotal evidence, on the other hand, is staggering.
What is the difference between sports medicine and performance enhancement? One ongoing issue is that performance enhancement and sports medicine are not clearly delineated. Human growth hormone represents a large gray area that exists where drugs can be used to both boost performance unfairly, while also being valid treatments to resolve medical issues that hinder players from reaching their legitimate potential. If a quarterback is able to add 4 years to his career by using HGH hormone shots, but it doesn't add any additional power to his throwing arm, should that be considered unfair use of performance-enhancing HGH? How is that any different than undergoing Tommy John surgery, which surgically increases a pitcher's ability to throw a fastball? Should a profitable sports team which prides itself on having the strongest, fastest, and most athletically talented individuals even care? Stopping HGH not a top priority. It is very clear that players' unions and commissioners have put very little effort into resolving the issue of HGH use in professional sports. The National Football League promised recently to donate $500,000 to scientific researchers who intend to create a urinary test which can detect the abuse of human growth hormone. The MLB also made a similar donation to the efforts to create these new drug tests. Endocrine experts tell us that such a small donation is a paltry sum in comparison to the actual amount of funds it would take to design and implement such a test. HGH is difficult to detect. Human growth hormone is notoriously hard to detect in urine. Only 1% of human growth hormone in the bloodstream ever leaves the body through the process of urination, according to the World Anti-Doping Agency. It would be far more financially feasible and technically achievable to use that funding to increase research money devoted to creating a blood test for human growth hormone, since the blood contains HGH at much more traceable levels. Blood testing for human growth hormone abuse was first used on a wide scale at the 2004 Athens Summer Olympics. During this time of HGH testing, there were no athletes that tested positive. This does not mean that the Olympics were clean by any means. The blood testing caught no athletes because the window for PED detection was very small and easily avoidable. In addition to this, testing was not given before the Olympics, so athletes had advance warning to make sure that they would pass the test. Today, there are more advanced and scalable screening tests in development that can more accurately and usefully test for HGH use. In addition to this, random drug testing is becoming a more popularized approach to HGH screening. HGH blood testing debate. As of yet, there is no blood testing in American professional sports, however. Neither league officials or players themselves have any interest in subjecting athletes to blood testing. One National Football League official says that HGH blood testing is unreliable and ineffective, so they do not see a need to finance these PED tests. Dr. Gary Rodler, a consultant for the World Anti-Doping Agency, disagrees heartily, however. He believes that HGH blood tests are very effective when used as random form of drug testing, and that the NFL is implicitly giving its players the right to use performance-enhancing HGH without being caught or overly scrutinized. Dr. Gordon, the physician who helped rehabilitate motocross racer Joe Root, believes there is a safe middle ground which is available as a compromise between the two groups. Athletes should have every right to use human growth hormone therapeutically in order to enhance physical therapy, or as a means to heal injured joints. He also offers the suggestion that American professional athletic organizations should take baseline IGF-1 rates of all of their rookie players in order to provide a useful baseline. This form of baseline testing is already used in order to diagnose concussions and increase the safety and long-term health of players. The same methodology could be used for patients who choose to undergo human growth hormone therapy. If they suffer an injury for which human growth hormone injections would be highly beneficial, they could lobby for an exemption to the HGH policy on medical grounds. After obtaining permission, they could undergo HGH treatments under the surveillance of league officials, and IGF-1 levels can be monitored before, during, and after therapy to ensure that the player does not continue to engage in HGH use for unfair reasons. Los Angeles physician Dr. Gordon emphasizes that he doesn't believe that human growth hormone should be used merely for performance enhancement, because that would be a form of cheating. But he firmly believes that players who suffer from valid athletic injuries should have the right to any therapy which would benefit their physical health and long-term well-being. He also believes that players who are diagnosed with HGH hormone deficiency should have the right to access HGH hormone replacement therapy as well. Players should have the right to cyclically use HGH hormones with proper monitoring until they have fully recuperated from their injury. Abdul Karim Al-Jabbar fully agrees with the approach put forth by Dr. Gordon. He says that HGH injections should be available to those that need it, but there should still be safeguards in place to make sure that the drugs are not abused. It is clear with the rampant use of human growth hormone and other performance-enhancing drugs that there are many doctors who risk their careers providing phony HGH prescriptions explicitly to profit off of those who wish to cheat. James Short is one of those unscrupulous doctors. Al-Jabbar suggests that human growth hormone should only be prescribed to athletes by a small group of approved and trustworthy physicians. There are already exemptions in place for other drugs, which are sometimes used as performance enhancers. The National Football League and the World Anti-Doping Agency provide medical approval for testosterone when used to treat diagnosed testosterone deficiency, for example. To this date, there have been no athletes, professional or Olympic, who have been given the right to use human growth hormone injections for any purpose. The fact that it is so easy to get away with human growth hormone usage should not be forgotten. There is little reason to ask for permission when there is no viable means to catch those who use the drug. Asking for consent would simply make a person a target. For this reason, whether used for legitimate medical purposes or abused for personal gain, HGH will continue to be the biggest open secret of professional and Olympic sport. Al-Jabbar believes that anything that helps professional athletes safely should be legal. He feels that the nature of the industry of professional athletics is inherently exploitive, and that when you no longer perform at your best, you are simply chewed up and spat out. Players should have the right to better themselves and improve their performance by any means necessary, as long as it's safe. Dr. James Short is one of the most notorious providers of performance-enhancing HGH and testosterone. He was an alternative medicines doctor from South Carolina who was raided in 2005 under suspicion that he was unlawfully prescribing human growth hormone. When his office was raided, law enforcement officials seized medical records as well as a number of audio tapes which Short recorded with his patients, many of which who were professional athletes. In one particularly damaging audio tape, Short was informing Carolina Panther punter Todd Sauerbraun on the ins and outs of performance enhancement use. In this audio tape, he schooled Sauerbraun about exactly how to pass NFL drug tests, and in other tapes, he was discovered prescribing human growth hormone unlawfully. As a result of Dr. Short's indiscretions, he was sent to jail for 1 year and 1 day on a charge of conspiracy to illegally provide human growth hormone and anabolic steroids to athletes on the NFL Carolina Panthers squad. The Conscious Evolution Institute. Human growth hormone represents the next great phase of physiological enhancement. Although this article is primarily about the use of HGH by professional athletes, it also does a fine job at providing a background of where HGH hormone replacement therapy stands as a treatment option. HGH is widely misunderstood by the media and the public at large. Its use as a performance-enhancing drug has somewhat stunted the perception of this amazing and versatile hormone. Everyone hears about athletes getting in trouble for using human growth hormone shots, and this leads some to have a negative perception of the hormone. Let's make this perfectly clear, right here and right now. Human growth hormone is not illegal. HGH has many legitimate medical uses, and research continues to unveil more and more ways that HGH injections can be beneficial. The Conscious Evolution Institute is dedicated to the safe and legal use of human growth hormone and other hormone replacement therapies as a means to resolve legitimate medical conditions. We do not provide HGH for athletic enhancement, but only for individuals who display a genuine medical need as a result of HGH deficiency or other legitimate medical conditions. If you are over the age of 30 and are experiencing three or more of the following symptoms, human growth hormone HRT might be right for you. Decreased muscle mass and bone mineral density. Abnormally high levels of adipose fat. Increased fine lines and wrinkles. Thin and easily damaged skin. Impaired regulation of temperature. Decreased physical endurance and overall strength. General fatigue and lack of energy. Mild depression, anxiety, moodiness, or other signs that represent a lack of well-being. Decreased or absent libido and sex drive. Poor sleeping habits. Abnormally high cholesterol. Or excess insulin production exacerbated by obesity. Human growth hormone deficiency negatively affects almost every physiological symptom of the body. As we age, our HGH levels begin to decline, and as a result, our bodies start to deteriorate and we begin to age more quickly. HGH hormone replacement therapy is FDA approved for the treatment of HGH deficiency, and the Conscious Evolution Institute provides the highest quality HGH products available in the United States today. We are confident that in the coming years, the approved uses for human growth hormone will begin to expand greatly. There is significant evidence that in the near future, HGH could be approved to treat a number of other disorders, such as Lou Gehrig's disease and cartilage-destroying injuries. In addition to this, the article above presents a significant amount of evidence that HGH is a valid and useful treatment that can be used in addition to physical therapy as a form of rehabilitation of injury and illness. If you are interested in learning more about the amazing benefits of human growth hormone and how it can benefit you and your life, we urge you to give us a call. We have a staff of highly trained and fully board-certified physicians and anti-aging specialists who would be happy to field any questions you may have about the procedures and treatments we provide. Don't let the process of aging hold you down. HGH and testosterone hormone replacement therapy can help alleviate and even reverse many of the signs of aging, helping you to live a longer, healthier, and happier life. We look forward to hearing from you. The Conscious Evolution Institute. This audio program was provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you're interested in learning more, please visit our website. Thank you very much.